Surge bought the Sitka Community Hospital business in 2019, but the city of Sitka kept the land and buildings. As part of the sale agreement, Surge committed to a 5-year lease of the building where it would continue to provide long-term care to patients. 2 years into the lease, Surge offered to buy the whole thing for $8.25 million. In the proposal it submitted to the city, the consortium outlined a $38 million plan to expand its long-term care unit and build 28 apartments to bring housing to the community. Sitkans were asked to weigh in on whether to sell the property. But October's vote was advisory, and the final decision came down to elected leaders on Tuesday. While roughly 2/3 of voters supported the sale in the election, 2 people spoke out against the deal. Karen Addicks said it reminded her of the movie It's a Wonderful Life, where one wealthy man is poised to take over a small town.
Jimmy Stewart, if he had never been alive, the town would have been named Potterville. Sadly, I think our town is turning into Searchville, because not only are they going to do long-term care, they're going to do apartments.
Addicks voiced concern that the apartments wouldn't be on the city's tax rolls, and Assemblymember Rebecca Hemshute shared those concerns. She said she'd looked into whether Search will pay sales or property taxes on their housing units and still hadn't gotten a clear answer. She said she was conflicted, but would still vote yes to the sale.
I'm very concerned about the city's future if and when the day comes that we have the money to build a new police department or some other need that the city has. We do not have a centrally located property at this time apart from that building. So there are many reasons that I am concerned about this sale. On the upside, 28 housing units will not hurt Sitka. That's a great thing for Sitka. I think Search offers a lot to our community. I'm just hoping that they're going to be a partner we like working with.
Hemshute also voiced concerns about the city and Search using the same appraiser to estimate the property's fair market value. Assemblymember Tor Christensen also expressed concerns about the appraisal, but said due to the overwhelming public support in the advisory vote, he'd support it.
Although I voted against this as a citizen, and I don't think it was enough money, and I also have concerns about what happened with the assessment. But point being is we put it to a vote and it wasn't close. So as much as if it were close to a 50-50, I might vote against this, but I feel like I'm pretty much obligated to go with the vote.
Outgoing Assemblymember Valerie Nelson didn't feel that same obligation.
I'm not obligated to go by the vote because it was an advisory vote, if you remember. I don't like the $8 million asking price. I think we're better with a lease.
And Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss said he was glad the advisory vote was decisive, and he was excited for Search to move forward with its plans for the building.
I think the sale of this building is going to leave a hole in Sitka for many that were born at the hospital, that received services at the building. But it's not going to be the end of the building's story, just simply a new chapter in the building with a new owner.
The assembly authorized the sale 6-1 with member Valerie Nelson opposed. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.